You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Don Day from Day Weather is on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Don. Tell me about the weather forecast for here in the Midwest, please.
Well, you remember old records when you would get the needle stuck and it would just play over and over again? Well, that's kind of what's coming up here over the next week to 10 days. We continue to see a fairly active pattern through the Midwest and Corn Belt with more rain chances and temperatures that are still going to be somewhat stymied. Now, heavier rains that we've experienced here over the last week or two, I don't see the amounts of rain being as heavy, but it's generally going to stay off and on wet, and temperatures are still going to be averaging below normal.
And if you get a little further out, does it dry out at all?
Well, I do see a little bit of it now, but not till the second half of the month. I think for another 10 to 14 days, the pattern is going to favor wet and cool more than anything.
That'll be good for the corn that's in the ground, the soybeans too, but not great for planting. How about China? What do they look like at this point? They should be a good way, as we are supposed to be here, into their growing season.
It looks wet, especially in the short term over all of China. Pretty stormy pattern there. So for crops looking for precipitation, they're going to get it. When it comes to precipitation and temperature together, well, with all the wetness, they're going to see temperatures averaging a little bit below normal. Certainly, there is nothing that looks real hot in the key growing areas in the Northern Hemisphere.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday edition. Remember, you can always find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. There we post all of our agricultural programming from the Opening Market Report to the Closing Market Report and everything in between, including our Commodity Week program. That one airs on the weekend on radio stations, but it's up on the website by about 6 o'clock Central Time USA each and every Friday evening. Commodity Week, the Closing Market Report, the Opening Market Report, and all of our ag programming at willag.org. Visit our website today. And have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.